So Solomon started to discover some things. He discovered certain things about certain women. Look at verse 26. And I find something more bitter than death. The woman whose heart is snares and nets and whose hands are fetters. He who pleases God escapes her, but the sinner is taken by her. Remember, there's a man who had fallen under the spells of women. It was Solomon. Solomon had been seduced by all kinds of women who actually turned his heart from God. 1 Kings 11, 1 and 4. Solomon had 700 wives, 300 concubines, and they so twisted Solomon that God became very angry with him. Let's realize and observe that Solomon did not believe every woman was bad. In fact, later in this very book, he will tell us that there's nothing wrong with enjoying life with a woman. The woman he describes here is a very dangerous type of woman. This woman has the instincts of a hunter, and she's out to trap and ensnare a man. And this type of woman is one of the most dangerous creatures on earth. In fact, Solomon is very clear to point out that only the man who pleases God will escape from this kind of woman, but the sinner will be captured by her every single time. And when God grants a person wisdom, God will deliver a man from a strange woman who is trying to ensnare him. In other words, the ability to escape the seductress is a granted ability from God. And so we see this one who is pleasing God will escape her. God will not let one who pleases him fall. But one who is dabbling around sinful things, he will be captured. And then the discovery concerning a lack of wisdom. Look at 27 and 28 of chapter 7. It says, "Behold, this is what I found," says the preacher, while adding one thing to another to find this the scheme of things which my soul has sought repeatedly, but I have not found. One man among a thousand I found, but a woman among all these I have not found. Solomon had also discovered that people who are wise are rare. In his search, he only found one man in a thousand who was wise, and he did not find one woman among all those he knew. Of course, it's pretty obvious that most of the women Solomon knew were not women of God who were interested in understanding the Bible or fearing God. Most women he knew were luring him away from God, not pointing him in the ways of God's wisdom. Men or women who fear God and love his word are rare. In fact, as we near the coming of Jesus Christ, we'll discover that most will not endure sound doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:3. By the way, it's interesting to note that Solomon in this context puts himself in a class of those who had not found God's wisdom. So he wasn't even one of the thousand men who had it. Wisdom is rare in a man, is rare in a woman. Finding men and women who are truly wise in the ways of God is a rare discovery. And then lastly for this chapter, the discovery concerning the problem with humans. Look at verse 29. "See, this alone I found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes." God originally made man upright. Men are the ones who choose to walk a different direction. When one does evil or sins, when one does what is foolish, he's making his own choice. This is why man, in and of himself, cannot ever become wise or find meaning and fulfillment on his own. Man has a problem. His nature prompts him to do evil, to make wrong choices. In fact, man is capable of choosing the worst kinds of evil. So are we people who want to be wise? Are we people who want meaning and fulfillment? Then we need to believe on Christ and fear God and obey his word.